Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. I'm reading from the book of Psalms today, so if you find pretty much near the middle of the scriptures, you'll find the Psalms. Find Psalm 72. I'll be reading Psalms 72 through 74, taking some devotional pauses, thinking of some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for a new day. I want to thank you for the Psalms and the emotion that is allowed here in this Hebrew poetry. I pray, Father, that I would somehow connect with this today and grow my relationship with you because of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 72, it says of Solomon, "Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him, and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him, and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy, and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, and precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse. Okay. The Psalms were divided later into kind of books, and we move into book 3 with Psalm 73. But from Psalm 72, it's interesting, thinking of Solomon and knowing the story of all that happened with him, and how he was so blessed until he turned against God and his people turned against God. Psalm 73, it says, a psalm of Asaph. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. All right, so he's beginning by having this perception of those who do not honor God as being those who are prospering. Verse 6, therefore pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how would God know? Does the Most High know anything? This is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on amassing wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been afflicted. All right, I'm finding the page to turn here. And every morning brings new punishments. If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply. All right, here's the turning point. Verse 17. Till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. Surely you placed them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakes. When you arise, Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. So Asaph is looking at the wicked, and it seems like they're prospering. Seems like they're doing pretty well. Until he goes to the sanctuary of God. You know, until he sees truth, hears truth about God and about the wicked, and about what will happen to them. And then he is able to get his attention back to his satisfaction in God. Some of my favorite verses are here. I'll probably come back to that at the end. Psalm 74, a Maskil of Asaph. Maskil, probably a literary or musical term. O God, why have you rejected us forever? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture? Remember the nation you purchased long ago, the people of your inheritance whom you redeemed, Mount Zion where you dwelt. Turn your steps toward these everlasting ruins. All this destruction the enemy has brought on the sanctuary. Your foes roared in the place where you met us. They set up their standards as signs. They behaved like men wielding axes to cut through a thicket of trees. They smashed all the carved paneling with their axes and hatchets. They burned your sanctuary to the ground. They defiled the dwelling place of your name. They said in their hearts, "We will crush them completely." They burned every place where God was worshipped in the land. We are given no signs from God, no prophets are left, and none of us knows how long this will be. How long will the enemy mock you, God? Will the foe revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the folds of your garment and destroy them. But God is my king from long ago. He brings salvation on the earth. It was you who split open the sea by your power. You broke the heads of the monster in the waters. It was you who crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave it as food to the creatures of the desert. It was you who opened up springs and streams. You dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Remember how the enemy has mocked you, Lord, how foolish people have reviled your name. Do not hand over the life of your dove to wild beasts. Do not forget the lives of your afflicted people forever. Have regard for your covenant, because haunts of violence fill the dark places of the land. Do not let the oppressed retreat in disgrace. May the poor and needy praise your name. Rise up, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long. Do not ignore the clamor of your adversaries, the uproar of your enemies, which rises continually. That's the end of Psalm 74, and the end of our reading for today. Many psalms, like this one, cries out to God. You know, when are you going to do something, God, about your enemies? You are the mighty God. He kind of comes back then to focusing on who God is, his power, all that he can do. And he asks God to act on their behalf. But for application, my favorite verses in here are from Psalm 73, verses 25 and 26. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So these are the verses I'm going to focus on today. Focusing my heart on God. That's really what it's about. That's even during days of crisis. That's really where we need to focus. Father, thank you for your word. And this morning, Father, my heart is set on you. Help me to remember you in the midst of any crisis, in the midst of any time that I get distracted by other things and think that everybody else is prospering but those who love you, or that nothing is going right for those who love you, or everything is out of control, or things in my own life. Lord, help me to remember it's all about you. No matter what happens to my body and my heart sometimes fails, you are my strength. and I will look to you today. In Jesus' name, amen.